USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed, including a police officer, in a mass shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday. Boulder police were called to King Soopers just before 3 p.m. local time after reports of shots fired. A suspect has been arrested. Police plan to hold another press conference Tuesday morning as the investigation remains ongoing. Miami Beach, Florida extends curfew as police chief says partying couldn't go on any longer, pointing to over 1,000 arrests in one of the nation's top party spots. Miami Beach officials warned Sunday that the unruly spring break gathering by the thousands, fighting in the streets, destroying restaurant property, and refusing to wear masks has become a serious threat to public safety. DoorDash announced Monday that it will begin facilitating same-day delivery of COVID-19 test collection kits across the United States. Consumers will now be able to access two COVID-19 home collection kits that received FDA emergency use authorization on-demand delivery from DoorDash's DashMart locations across the nation. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
If you started the 2020 year feeling like Canadian bodybuilder Joe Weider and now feel like Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in Ghostbusters 2, you're not alone. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
If you're feeling a little softer around the middle after months of COVID lockdowns, well, you're not alone. A new study from the University of California, San Francisco found that adults in the U.S. who were under stay-at-home orders gained an average of a half a pound for every 10 days spent at home. Surveying nearly 7,500 people, researchers found that their subjects put on an average of a pound and a half for every month that they stayed home. The study said that the primary causes of weight gain were likely due to changes in physical activity patterns, as well as self-reported increases in snacking and overeating.
A UC San Francisco study shows the average American put on 0.59 pounds every 10 days during the lockdown. NASCAR took the Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee and covered the track in dirt. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The next COVID-19 vaccine could be pricking arms soon. Some are calling this one a game changer for the planet. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe and 79% effective in U.S. clinical trials and that it would prepare to request emergency use authorization. Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, tells NBC's Today Show this is truly a game changer.
By the time this is authorized, I don't think we're going to be looking for a lot more vaccines here. We'll have plenty, but it may add to our stockpiles. I think the bigger issue is global. This vaccine, there are hundreds of millions of doses of this being made around the world, and we really need to vaccinate the world. Remember, this is a global pandemic, and it will come to an end when the world is vaccinated. This is our best ticket towards vaccinating the world.
If the AstraZeneca vaccine gains approval, it would join Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson as the fourth drug cleared for use in the United States.
AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine has been produced through the Operation Warp Speed program. Feel like you put on some weight over the lockdown? Well, you're not alone. American adults gained half a pound on average for every 10 days spent under stay-at-home orders. The University of California, San Francisco study found that participants under stay-at-home orders gained on average 0.59 pounds for every 10 days spent under lockdown, a finding that could translate as many as 20 pounds gained over the course of the 2020-2021 pandemic. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.